Constitutional requirements binding on states. Issue. Constitutional requirements binding on states. Rule. First 8 amendments to the U.S. Constitution apply to the federal government. Most of these rights are applicable to the states through the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. The following rights are binding on the states: 4th Amendment prohibition against unreasonable searches and seizures, and the exclusionary rule; 5th, privilege against compulsory self-incrimination; 5th, prohibition against double jeopardy; 6th, right to speedy trial; 6th, right to public trial; 6th, right to trial by jury; 6th, right to confront witness; 6th, right to compulsory process for obtaining witness; 6th, right to assistance of counsel in felony cases and in misdemeanor cases in which imprisonment is imposed; 8th, prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment; exclusionary rules. Issue. Exclusionary rule. Rule. Exclusionary rule is judge-made doctrine that prohibits introduction of evidence obtained in violation of a D's 4th, 5th or 6th Amendment rights. Under the rule, unconstitutionally obtained evidence is inadmissible at trial, and all fruit of the poisonous tree must also be excluded. Fruit of the poisonous tree is evidence obtained from exploitation of the unconstitutionally obtained evidence. Issue. Limitation on exclusionary rule. Rule. The D must have standing to assert the violation of constitutional rights. The D may not assert violation of constitutional right of third parties. Evidence obtained in violation of constitutional right of third parties will not be suppressed. Exclusionary rule does not apply to grand jury proceeding. A grand jury W may not refuse to answer questions on the ground that they are based on evidence obtained from an unlawful search and seizure, not applicable to civil proceeding. Only relevant in criminal proceedings. In order to apply exclusionary rule, search in question must violate either the federal constitution or a federal statute, e.g. searching taxpayers' home violating published rules and regulations of the IRS, is not enough for excluding the evidence obtained from the search because the search merely violated IRS rules and regulations. Exclusion does not apply to parole revocation proceedings. Good faith reliance defense. The court does not exclude evidence if 1. Police relied in good faith on case law or judicial opinion which was later changed by another opinion. Point 2. Police relied in good faith on a statute or an ordinance later declared unconstitutional, or 3. Police relied in good faith on defective search warrant or a computer error where the record keeping is not attributable to the police. Use of excluded evidence for impeachment purposes. Certain evidence excluded from the state's case in chief may be admitted to impeach the D's trial testimony. Example, use of illegally procured or without Miranda warning evidence. However, an involuntary confession cannot be used to impeach, e.g. t-shirts with holes in them gained from illegal search is used to impeach the credibility of the D's testimony in drug smuggling case. Only D trial testimony is impeached by this, not the testimony of other defense. W.S. Issue. Fruit of poisonous tree doctrine. Rule. As a general rule, all evidence obtained or derived from exploitation of the unconstitutionally obtained evidence must be excluded. However, states may break the chain between the original unlawful police action and allegedly derived evidence by 1. Independent source, point 2. Inevitable discovery, or point 3. Attenuation doctrine. Independent source, derivative evidence is admissible if the government can show that the allegedly derived evidence was obtained from a source independent from the original illegality. Inevitable discovery, derivative evidence is admissible if the government can show that the derived source would have been discovered anyway, whether or not police acted illegally. Attenuated doctrine, restoration of D's free will by passage of time and other intervening events makes the derivative evidence admissible. Intervening act of free will on the part of the D.E. G.D. is illegally arrested. Friday, but is released. Saturday. After consultation with counsel. Sunday, D. voluntarily returns to the station. Mon to confess. Tuesday. Miranda violation. A. Police obtains a confession from D. without giving Miranda warning, and then gives D. the Miranda warning and obtains subsequent confession. The second confession must be suppressed, if the original unwarned question was deliberate. However, if the original unwarned question was not deliberate, the second confession might be admissible. Issue. Harmless error test. Rule. If illegal evidence is admitted, a resulting conviction must be overturned on appeal. However, if the government can show beyond reasonable doubt that the error was harmless, the conviction will not be overturned. Harmless error test does not apply to denial of right of counsel at trial. Sixth, right to counsel. This error is never harmless. Law of arrest. Issue. Arrest. Rule. Arrest occurs when a police officer takes someone into custody against his will, for the purpose of criminal prosecution or interrogation. Issue. Arrest warrant. Rule. Generally, arrest warrants are not required before arresting a person in a public place. A police officer may arrest a person without warrant, when he has reasonable grounds to believe that a felony has been committed and that the person before him committed it. A police officer may arrest a person without warrant, when a misdemeanor is committed in his presence. However, police generally must have a warrant to make a non-emergency arrest of a person in his home. Issue. Probable cause. Rule. Trustworthy facts or knowledge sufficient for a reasonable person to believe that the suspect has committed or is committing a crime. A police needs probable cause to arrest a suspect. A police needs probable cause to compel a suspect to come to the police station either for fingerprinting or for interrogation. De facto arrest. Issue. Consequence of unlawful arrest. Rule. If a search incident to arrest is conducted, evidence obtained by the search will be suppressed. A fruit of unlawful arrest will be suppressed unless the illegality is attenuated. Law of search and seizure. Issue. Model for answering search and seizure questions. Rule. Does this person have any fourth right at all? For fourth right, point 1. There must be government conduct, and point 2. Reasonable expectation of privacy. If so, did police have a search warrant? If so, is the warrant valid? If so, was the search warrant properly executed? If the search warrant is not valid, can the evidence saved by good faith doctrine? Does the police have one of the exceptions? And Arbor plays cool soccer in hot stadium. If the answer is no, the search is invalid. The evidence will be excluded under the exclusionary rule. Issue. Does the person have any Fourth Amendment right at all? Answer pattern. Rule. D's motion to exclude evidence. Obtained by the police officer. Is based on Fourth Amendment, which prohibits unreasonable search and seizures. The Fourth Amendment applies to the states via the 14th Amendment. First, since Fourth Amendment protects a person from illegal search or seizure by the government, there must be a government conduct. There is government conduct if the conduct in question is made by point 1. Publicly paid police officer. 2. Any private individual acting at the direction of the public police, or point 3. Private paid police only if they are deputized with the power to arrest. 4.1. Public police's conduct is always government conduct, 24 hours. On or off duty. 4.3. Example, security guard, campus police. Campus police in many case next, to have a Fourth Amendment right, a person must have his own reasonable expectation of privacy with respect to the place searched or the item seized. There is reasonable expectation of privacy if point 1. A person has standing to object to the legality of the search and point 2. Item seized does not have public nature. A person always has standing if she is point 1. The owner of the premises searched, point 2. Residents of the premise searched, or point 3. Overnight guests. 4.2, whether she is owner or not is irrelevant. E.g., a grandson who is living at his grandpa's house. A person may or may not have reasonable expectation of privacy, if she is 1. Owner of the property seized, or 2. Those who are legitimately present at the premise when the search took place, but not overnight guest. A person does not have reasonable expectation of privacy, if she is 1. Passenger in cars, or 2. Individuals who are using someone else's premises solely for business purposes. Moreover, the following items have public nature. Those held out to the public. And thus, there is no reasonable expectation of privacy, e.g., go away speedy, or suffer plenty of pain. A. Garbage left at the curb for collection. B. Account records held by bank. C. Sound of one's voice. D. Anything can be seen across on the open field. E. Style of one's handwriting. F. Anything that can be seen from flying over in the public airspace. G. Odors emanating from a luggage or a car. H. Paint on the outside of one's vehicle. And 1. Monitoring the location of D's car on a public street or in D's driveway. 4. G. A police officer lawfully stops a car and has a narcotics detention dog sniff the car from the outside. This is not Fourth Amendment search. If the dog is alerted, the police may search inside the car without warrant, under the automobile exception. Issue. Did the police have a search warrant? Rule. No issue. Issue. Was the search warrant valid? Rule. A search warrant is valid if there is 1. Probable cause, 2. Particularity, and 3. It is issued by neutral and detached magistrate. Probable cause: there must be fair probability that contraband or evidence of crime will be found in the area searched. A warrant will be issued only if there is a probable cause to believe that seizable evidence will be found on the person or premises to be searched. Police officer must submit an affidavit to the magistrate to show probable cause. It is permissible to use hearsay in the probable cause inquiry. The affidavit may rely in part on information obtained from an informant. Police officer can have a valid warrant based in part on informant's tip, even if informant's reliability or credibility cannot be established. Identity of informant, e.g. name, need not be disclosed. If the informant is a material witness to the crime, his identity must be disclosed to D before trial. Particularity warrant 1. Must be precise on its face, and 2. Must state with particularity the A. place to be searched, and B. things. Items to be seized. Neutral and detached magistrate warrant must have been issued by a neutral and detached magistrate. A magistrate who investigates the scene of the crime, or who gets money per warrant issued, is not neutral, and detached warrant issued by State Attorney General is not neutral. Also, U.S. Attorney General is not neutral. A court clerk who is neutral and detached may issue warrants for violations for city ordinance. Issue. Was the search warrant properly executed? The search must be conducted within the scope of authorization by the warrant. 1. Place to be searched. 2. Items to be seized. Knock and announce. Rule: police must 1. Knock. 2. Announce their purpose, and 3. Wait a reasonable time for admittance, before forcibly entering the place of search. However, knock and announce is not required if the officer has reasonable suspicion that announcing would be dangerous, futile, or would inhibit the investigation. Violation of knock and announce rule does not require suppression of subsequently found evidence. Exclusionary rule does not apply. Issue. If the search warrant is not valid, can the evidence saved by good faith reliance exception? Rule. Even if the search warrant is not valid, if the police officer believed in good faith that he had a valid warrant and that he was properly executing the warrant, the evidence obtained by search is not excluded. However, above good faith exception is not applicable if 1. The underlying affidavit was so lacking in probable cause that it could not be relied on. 2. The warrant was defective on its face. Lacking particularity. 3. The officer lied to the magistrate, or 4. The magistrate was biased, wholly abandoned his judicial role. Issue. If there is no search warrant or the search warrant is not valid, was the search still justified by one of the exceptions? Rule. Exceptions are, 1. Search incident to lawful arrest, 2. Automobile exception, 3. Plain view, 4. Consent, 5. Stop and frisk, 6. Hot pursuit and evanescent evidence, 7. Inventory search, and 8. Special needs, and Arbor plays cool soccer, hot in stadium. Issue. Search incident to lawful arrest. Rule. To ensure police officer safely, and to protect evidence from being destroyed, a police officer may search incident to arrest without a warrant. Search incident to arrest is admissible if 1. The arrest is lawful, 2. Search is conducted contemporaneously, and 3. Search was conducted within the arrested person and his wingspan. Lawful arrest, arrest must be lawful. Otherwise, search incident to that arrest is also unlawful and evidence will be excluded. Contemporaneousness. Search must be contemporaneous in time and place with the arrest. Searching an interior of an automobile after the arrestee is handcuffed at the back of the car is still contemporaneous in time and place with the arrest. Wingspan, search must be within proper geographic scope. That is, person and areas to which he might reach to obtain weapons or destroy evidence. Usually, person and his wingspan. E.g. when a police arrest someone in his apartment, the police cannot search the bedroom B.C. that is beyond his wingspan. E.g. 2. When a person is validly arrested in car, that person's wingspan will, as a matter of law, include the entire interior compartment of that car. Closed but not locked container of a vehicle. And everything in it, but not the trunk of the car. This rule applies even if the arrestee is handcuffed. Issue. Automobile exception. A police may search automobile without a warrant under automobile exception. The rationale of this exception is that exigencies of the car's mobility and lesser expectation of privacy. There must be a probable cause to believe that there is contraband or evidence of crime in the vehicle. The automobile exception justifies search of the entire car, including trunk and any package, luggage or any container which might reasonably contain an item for which a police may have probable cause to search. E.g. a drug case where all the probable cause ran to the car, but not to the driver. Police officer did not arrest the driver, but took him out of the car and then searched everything in the car that might reasonably contain drug or money. As long as there is probable cause, the search under the automobile exception extends to both belongings of drivers and belongings of passengers. Under the automobile exception, the police cannot search a place in the automobile if they have no probable cause that evidence would be found there. E.g. if the police have probable cause that evidence is in the trunk of the car, they can search only the trunk under the automobile exception. In this case, they cannot search the back seat of the car. However, under the search incident to lawful arrest exception, the police may search the place of the car even if there is no probable cause that evidence will be found there, as long as the place of search is within the wingspan of the arrestee. E.g. in the previous example, the police may search the back seat of the car under search incident to lawful arrest exception. Probable cause necessary to search the car under automobile exception may arise after the car is stopped, but must arise before anybody or anything is searched. E.g. police stop the car for speeding, but sees auto parts in the back and the people inside look like people they are looking for theft auto parts. Then, probable cause arose and search is admissible. Issue. Plain view. Rule. The police may make a warrantless seizure under the plain view exception if 1. The police are legitimately on the premises, point 2. They discover evidence, fruits or instrumentalities of crime or contraband, point 3. They see such evidence in plain view, and 4. It must be immediately apparent that the item is evidence, fruits or instrumentalities of crime or contraband. Issue. Consent. Rule. The police may make a warrantless search if they have consent. Consent must, point 1, be voluntary and intelligent, and point 2, must be done by a person who has authority to consent. Voluntary means free from coercion. Saying that the police officer has a search warrant negates consent. E.g. police officer comes to D's home and says, "I have a warrant. May I search?" D says, "Yes." Later, the warrant turns out to be defective. Consent lacks voluntariness. Intelligent, even if the individual who is searched is not told that by the police officer he has the right to refuse consent, the consent still can be intelligent. There must be authority to consent where two or more people have an equal right to use the piece of property. Any one of them can consent to a warrantless search. However, if any one of them rejects, the police cannot search under another's consent. Apparent authority to consent. If the officer reasonably believed that the person had authority to consent, the search is valid, even if the person actually had no such right. E.g. where a parent has general access to a room occupied by a son or daughter, the parent can give a valid consent to a search of the room, even if the son or daughter is an adult. Issue. Stop and frisk. Rule. Stop. A police officer can stop or seize a person without probable cause, if he has an articulate and reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. Reasonable suspicion can be lower level of suspicion than probable cause. Seizure occurs when a reasonable person would believe that he is not free to leave. If the police officer stops a car, the driver and all the passengers are seized. Under the Fourth Amendment, police pursuit is a seizure only when, point 1, there is a physical application of force by the officer, or 2, the person submits to the officer's show of force. Frisk. If the officer reasonably believes that the person may be armed and presently dangerous, the officer can conduct a frisk. Frisk is generally limited to patting down outer clothing. If the police officer finds a weapon while frisking, it can seize the weapon as long as stopping is reasonable. If the police officer finds not weapon but an evidence of crime from stop and frisk, it will be admissible only if the police officer is able to reasonably conclude by merely patting down that there is a weapon or evidence. Issue. Hot pursuit and evanescent evidence. Exigent circumstances. Rule. Hot pursuit of a fleeing felon. Police in hot pursuit of a fleeing felon may make a warrantless search and seizure, and may even pursue the suspect into a private dwelling. Hot pursuit. E.g. 1. 15 minutes behind the guy is not hot pursuit, e.g. 2. Cab driver heard broadcast for fleeing felon, called the police when he saw the felon go by. Police arrived 8 minutes later, found the weapon linking to D. All these evidence were admissible on hot pursuit theory. E.g. 3, D, who is chased by a police officer, is on fifth floor. Evidence from the basement by other policemen is admissible. Once police gets into hot pursuit, there are no other restrictions, such as geographic limitation. They can enter into anyone's house without warrant. Evanescent evidence: a police officer may seize evanescent evidence without search warrant. Evanescent evidence is evidence that might go away if one took time to get the warrant, including scrapings from underneath person's fingernails and blood sample. Issue: inventory search. Rule: the police may search an arrestee's personal belongings to inventory them, before incarcerating the arrestee, i.e., at the police station. The police may search an entire vehicle, including closed containers. That has been impounded if the regulation that governs inventory search is reasonable and the law enforcement officer follows the regulation, the evidence gathered in inventory search is admissible. Issue: special needs doctrine. Rule: there are some circumstances where special governmental need justifies a warrantless search and seizure. A warrant is not required for searches conducted by public school officials. Only reasonable grounds for search are necessary. Random drug testing without warrant is often upheld by the court. Issue: automobile stops. Roadblocks. Rule: police may set up roadblocks to stop cars without individual suspicion that the driver has violated some law if 1. The roadblock stop cars on the basis of some neutral and articulable standard, and 2. The roadblocks are designed to serve purposes closely related to a particular problems pertaining to automobiles and their mobility, e.g., drunk driving, excess speeding. Stopping a car is a seizure for Fourth Amendment purpose. Wiretapping and eavesdropping. Issue: wiretapping and eavesdropping. Rule: wiretapping is Fourth Amendment search and thus, all wiretapping and eavesdropping require a warrant. The wiretapping warrant is valid if 1. There is a showing of probable cause. 2. The suspected persons involved in the conversations to be heard are named. 3. Warrant must describe with particularity conversations that can be overheard. 4. Wiretap is limited to short period of time, and 5. The warrant was issued by a neutral and detached magistrate. Exception: unreliable ear doctrine. Everybody in this society assumes the risk that everyone whom he is speaking will consent to the government monitoring of their conversation. Speaker has no Fourth Amendment claim, if he makes no attempt to keep a conversation private. Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. Miranda. 5. Issue: Miranda warning. Rule: Miranda warning. And a valid waiver is required for a confession to be admissible under the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. Miranda warning is implicitly provided in the Fifth Amendment, not the Sixth Amendment, even though it includes right to counsel. Anyone in custody of the government and accused of a crime must be given Miranda warnings prior to interrogation by the police. Content of Miranda warning: he has a right to remain silent. Anything he says can be used against him in court. He has a right to presence of an attorney. If he cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for him if he so desires. This language need not be used. It is sufficient if the substance of the warning is conveyed. Issue: requirements for Miranda protection. Rule: anyone in custody of the government and accused of a crime must be given Miranda warnings prior to interrogation by the police. Custody, for the purpose of Miranda, is, at the time of interrogation, the suspect is not free to leave and the atmosphere is filled with police domination and coercion. Probation interviews and routine traffic stops are not custodial. Thus, the police can ask the D questions and admit his answers. Interrogation is any words or conduct by the police that, they should know, would likely to elicit. Incriminating response from D. Miranda warning is not required for admitting D's spontaneous statements, e.g. if D blurts, says spontaneously, it is not from interrogation, therefore no need for Miranda warning. Testimonial Miranda warning is necessary for admitting incriminating statements that are testimonial in nature. If a suspect is required to display his physical characteristics by the police officer, Miranda does not apply. Public safety exception: if custodial interrogation is prompted by concerns of public safety, Miranda warning need not be given, e.g. someone commits a violent crime and deposits gun in a supermarket. A police officer grabs D and asks him about the whereabouts of the gun, without reciting Miranda rights. This is okay. Beat C. There is public safety concern. Issue. Waiver of Miranda rights. Rule. A suspect can waive his Miranda rights in order for a police officer to continue the custodial interrogatory. The officer must get the waiver from the suspect. For a waiver to be valid, the government must show that the waiver was point 1. Knowing, point 2. Voluntary, and point 3. Intelligent. It is knowing and intelligent. If the suspect understands the nature of his rights and the consequences of abandoning them, it is voluntary. If the waiver is free from police coercion, there can be no waiver of Miranda right by silence or shoulder shrugging. D does not have to sign on written form to waive his Miranda right. Waiver can be made orally. If D waives his Miranda right, the waiver applies to all potential subjects of an interrogation. Not offense specific. Issue. Right to terminate interrogation. Rule. The accused may terminate police interrogation, any time prior to or during the interrogation, by asserting either the right to remain silent or the right to counsel. Right to counsel. If the accused asserts the right to counsel, further interrogation is prohibited in absence of the counsel, unless the accused reinitiates questioning. If the right to counsel under the Fifth Amendment is invoked by D, all questions must cease. The police may not question about other offenses. Not offense specific. Right to remain silent. If the accused asserts the right to remain silent, all questioning related to the particular crime must stop. Offense specific. The police may reinstate questioning, if they scrupulously honor D's request. The police must wait a significant time before reinstating questioning. Issue. Violation of Miranda. Rule. Generally, evidence obtained in violation of Miranda rights must be suppressed. Exclusionary rule. Exceptions, statements obtained in violation of Miranda can be used to impeach the testimony of D on cross-examination, as long as they are voluntary made. Such statements cannot be used to impeach third-party testimonies. A police obtains a confession from D without giving Miranda warning, and then gives D the Miranda warning and obtains subsequent confession. The second confession must be suppressed. If the original unwarned questioning was deliberate, however, if the original unwarned questioning was not deliberate, the second confession might be admissible. Physical fruits of a statement obtained in violation of Miranda are admissible. Non-testimonial fruits of unwarned confession. If the failure to give Miranda warning is not purposeful. Issue. 14th Amendment with respect to confession. Rule. For a self-incriminating statement. Confession. To be admissible under the Due Process Clause of 14th, it must be voluntary, as determined by the totality of the circumstances. A statement will be involuntary only if there is some official compulsion. Sixth Amendment right to counsel. 6. Issue. Sixth Amendment. Rule. All invocation of the right to counsel, except on hearing the Miranda warning, involves Sixth Amendment right to counsel. The Sixth Amendment right to counsel attaches at the time of formal charging. Formal charging is after judicial proceedings have begun. E.g., formal charges have been filed. The Sixth Amendment right to counsel is offense-specific. Right to counsel at trial. D always has a right to counsel in felony trials. D has a right to counsel in misdemeanor trials only if imprisonment is actually imposed. Pre-trial identification. Issue. Pre-trial identification. Rule. Point 1. Line up. Standing in line. Point 2. Show up. One-on-one identification. Point 3. Photo array. Showing photographs. Issue. Substantive basis for attacking pretrial identification. Rule. A suspect may attack pretrial identification by claiming that it violated his point 1. Sixth Amendment right to counsel or point 2. Due process. Sixth Amendment right to counsel. A suspect has a right to the presence of an attorney at any post-charge lineup and show up. A suspect does not have a right to counsel at photo arrays, pre-charge or post-charge. Due process. If a pre-trial identification is so unnecessarily suggestive and so substantially likely to produce misidentification as to make the identification unreliable, the pre-trial identification violates D's due process right. E.g., V said that the perpetrator was white. D is the only white person in a post-charge lineup. Such lineup is unnecessarily suggestive. Issue. Remedy for unconstitutional pre-trial identification. Rule. Generally, the remedy for unconstitutional identification is exclusion of the in-court identification. The witness is not allowed to identify D at trial. However, even if the pretrial identification is unconstitutional, the witness is allowed to make in-court identification, if the state can show an independent source for in-court identification. In fact, exclusion of in-court identification is rarely granted, e.g. V had an ample opportunity to observe D at the time of the crime. If the pretrial identification is unconstitutional, the pretrial identification itself will also be suppressed. There is no independent source exception for suppression of pretrial identification. Pretrial detention. Issue. Pretrial detention. Rule. D's liberty can be restricted only on finding of probable cause. Therefore, if probable cause has already been determined, e.g., by arresting warrant or by grand jury indictment, no preliminary hearing to determine probable cause need to be held. However, if probable cause has not been determined yet, D has the right to ask for preliminary hearing to determine probable cause. If there are significant constraints on D's liberty, e.g., jail or bail, but not release on recognizance, a preliminary hearing must be held within a reasonable time. Issue. Bail. Rule. Bail issues are immediately appealable. Issue. Preventive detention. Rule. Preventive detention is confinement imposed generally on a D who has threatened to escape or otherwise violate the law while awaiting trial or disposition, or of mentally ill person who may harm himself or others. Preventive detention is constitutional. Grand juries. Issue. Grand juries. Rule. Exclusionary rule does not apply to grand jury proceedings. A grand jury may indict based on evidence that would not be admissible at trial, including illegally obtained evidence. Fifth Amendment right to grand jury indictment is not incorporated into state case. Thus, states do not have to use grand juries as a regular part of the charging process. State can charge by filing information, a written accusation of the crime prepared and presented by the prosecutor. Proceedings of grand juries are secret. D has no right to notice that the grand jury is considering an indictment against him to be present and confront witness at the proceeding, or introduce evidence before the grand jury. D has no right to counsel in grand jury proceedings. Miranda right does not apply. In grand jury proceedings, only the prosecutor present evidence. Prosecutorial duty to disclose evidence and notice of defenses. Issue. Prosecutorial duties. Rule. Government has a duty to disclose to D material evidence and exculpatory evidence. If D will use an alibi or insanity defense, he must notify the prosecutor. Trial. Issue. Right to unbiased judge. Rule. D has a right to unbiased judge required by due process. Due process is violated if the judge is shown to have actual malice against D or to have had financial interest in having the trial result in a guilty verdict. Issue. Right to jury trial. Rule. Whenever the D is tried for offense, if maximum authorized sentence exceeds 6 months, D has a constitutional right to jury trial. Sixth Amendment. If the maximum sentence is 6 months or less, there is no right to jury trial. If the sum of the sentence for the criminal contempt. Cumulative penalties exceed 6 months, the alleged contemptor is allowed to have a jury trial. No jury trial right for civil contempt proceedings. Issue. Number and unanimity of jurors. Rule. Minimum number of jurors is 6. If a jury consists of 6 jurors, they have to be unanimous. There is no federally protected constitutional right to unanimous. 12. Supreme will probably uphold convicting D by 9-3 decision, but will not uphold 8-4 decision. Issue. Cross-sectional requirement. Rule. D has a right to have a jury pool fairly reflect the cross-section of the community. However, D has no right to have his particular jury reflect the cross-section of the community. It is unconstitutional for the prosecution to exercise peremptory challenges to exclude prospective jurors solely on account of their race or gender. Issue. Right to effective counsel. Ineffective assistance of counsel. Rule. A D has a right to counsel. 6th Amendment. Violation of this right at trial requires reversal. This right includes the right to effective counsel, but effective assistance of counsel is generally presumed. Thus, in order to be ineffective assistance of counsel, D must show both 1. Deficient performance by counsel and 2. But for such deficiency, the result of the proceeding would have been different. D must point out specific deficiencies and cannot base the claim on inexperience, lack of time to prepare, the gravity of the charges, the complexity of defenses, or accessibility of witnesses to counsel. Issue. Right to confront witnesses. Rule. The Sixth Amendment grants to D in a criminal prosecution the right to confront adverse witnesses. However, the right is not absolute. Face-to-face confrontation is not required, and preventing such confrontation serves an important public purpose, e.g., protecting child from trauma. Also, a judge may remove a disruptive D, and D may voluntarily leave the courtroom during trial. Introduction of co-D's confession. In two persons are tried together and one has given a confession that implicates the other, the right of confrontation prohibits use of that statement, even where the confession interlocks with the D's own confession. However, such statement may admitted if point 1. All portion referring to the other D can be eliminated. 2. The confessing D takes the stand and subjects himself to cross-examination with respect to truth or falsity of what the statement asserts, or point 3. The confession of the non-testifying co-D is being used to rebut the D's claim that his confession was obtained coercively. Issue. Right to defend oneself. Rule. D has absolute right to defend himself at trial, as long as his waiver of right to counsel is knowing and intelligent. If an attorney is appointed against D's will to defend himself, and is convicted, the conviction must be reversed on appeal. Issue. Burden of proof. Rule. The prosecutor must prove each and every element of a crime beyond reasonable doubt, required by due process. However, states may generally impose the burden of proof upon the D in regard to an affirmative defense, such as insanity or self-defense, guilty pleas and plea bargaining. Issue. Guilty plea. Guilty plea is a waiver to the Sixth Amendment right to jury trial. The court will not disturb guilty pleas after the sentence. The court has adopted the contract theory of plea bargaining, treating them like contract. Issue. Taking the plea, proceeding. Plea taking. Rule. Judge must determine that the plea is voluntary and intelligent. This must be done by addressing the D personally, not to D's counsel. In open court on the record. Specifically, the judge must be sure that D knows and understands. 1. Nature of charge, point 2. Maximum possible penalty in any mandatory minimum, point 3. That he has a right not to plead guilty and demand a trial, point 4. That if he does plead guilty, he waive the right to jury trial and the judge will directly go to sentencing. The judge need not personally explain the elements of each charge to D on record. It is sufficient that the record reflects that the nature of the charge and the elements of the crime were explained to D by his own counsel. Remedy. If there is a failure to meet the standards for taking a plea, D may withdraw his plea and plead again. Issue. Withdrawing guilty plea. Rule. D can withdraw guilty plea and plead again after sentence if point 1. The judge failed to meet the standards for taking a plea. E.g., judge did not address D as to the maximum authorized sentence, point 2. The court that took the plea lacked jurisdiction. 3. Ineffective assistance of counsel, and point 4. Failure of the prosecutor to keep the agreed upon terms of the plea bargain. Example: D agreed to plead guilty in exchange for consolidating all the charges and prosecutors making no sentence recommendation. D pleads guilty. Judge then asks prosecution for recommendation as to the sentence and the prosecutor give him the maximum. Here, the prosecutor breached the terms of the plea bargain. Death penalty. Issue. Death penalty. Rule. Any death penalty statute that does not give D a chance to present mitigating facts and circumstances is unconstitutional. There can be no automatic category for imposition of the death penalty, e.g. If a statute says, if a person kills a police officer, he shall be sentenced to death, the statute is unconstitutional. State may not, by statute, limit the mitigating factors. All relevant mitigating evidence must be admissible. Otherwise, the statute is unconstitutional. Double jeopardy. 5. Issue. Double jeopardy. Rule. Under the Fifth Amendment, a person may not be retried for the same offense once jeopardy has attached. In a bench trial, jeopardy attaches when the first witness is sworn. Jeopardy does not generally attach when the proceedings are civil. E.g., criminal tax fraud prosecution followed by a civil trial does not violate double jeopardy. Issue. Exceptions. Rule. Certain exceptions permit retrial of D even if jeopardy has attached, if 1. Hung jury, point 2. Mistrial for manifest necessity, point 3. Retrial after D's successful appeal, or point 4. Breach of a plea bargain agreement by D, hung jury, a state may retry a D whose first trial ends in a hung jury. Hung jury occurs when the jurors are not able to agree on verdict. E.g., if the state is unanimous jury state, the verdict must be unanimous. Mistrial for manifest necessity, a trial may be terminated and the D re-prosecuted for the same offense when 1. There was a manifest necessity to terminate the original trial or 2. When termination of trial occurs at the behest of D on any ground not constituting acquittal on the merits. Terminated based on technicality. E.g. midway of trial, D gets appendicitis. Jury is dismissed. Retrial does not violate double jeopardy. Retrial after D's successful appeal, if D is convicted, but the conviction is later reversed on appeal, D may be tried again for the same offense. Breach of a plea bargain agreement by D. If D breaches a plea bargain agreement, his plea and sentence may be vacated and the original charges reinstated. E.g., D agreed to testify, in exchange of having the charge reduced from first-degree murder to second-degree. Later, he refused to testify. Issue. Same offense. Rule. As a general rule, two crimes are the same offense unless each crime requires proof of an additional element that the other does not require, even though some of the same facts may be necessary to prove both crimes. E.g. D drives asleep and run over two people and killed them, and keeps going to home. D can have two separate trial for manslaughter with automobile and hit and run, because MA and HR are not same offense. MA is proven by killing, which is central to MA, without running, which is central to HR. If jeopardy is attached to lesser included offense. Or greater offense, D cannot be retried for greater offense. Or lesser included offense. E.g. D is put in jeopardy for the robbery. D cannot be retried for a larceny, because being put in a greater offense bars retrial for any lesser offense, and vice versa. E.g. felony murder is a greater offense of the underlying felony. However, as an exception, if the state is not able to prosecute the greater offense because 1. The additional facts have not occurred yet, or 2. Have not been discovered despite due diligence, subsequent trial on the greater offense is not barred. E.g. D is put in jeopardy for battery. Later, V dies. In this case, D can be retried for murder. Double jeopardy bars retrial for the same offense after jeopardy attaches by the same sovereign. Separate sovereign can try AD for the same offense. State and federal, state and other state is not the same sovereign. Municipalities are considered part of the state, and so both a state and its municipality cannot validly try AD for the same offense. Privileges against self-incrimination. Issue. Who may assert Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination? Rule. Anyone under oath can assert the privilege. D. Witness, party. Generally, a person has the obligation to testify truth under oath. However, invocation of the privilege relieves the person from such obligation. Issue. When the privilege may be asserted. Rule. The privilege may be asserted in any kind of proceeding, civil or criminal, including grand jury proceeding. A person must assert the privilege against compelled testimony when he is asked under oath. If he does not assert his privilege against compelled testimony when he is first asked, he has waived the privilege in all subsequent criminal prosecution. Issue. Effect of privilege. Rule. A criminal D has the right not to take the witness stand, and not to be asked to do so. In other situations, a person cannot refuse to take the stand. However, he may refuse to answer a question, whenever his response might furnish a link in the chain of evidence needed to prosecute him. Issue. Scope of protection. Rule. Government can use D's body. E.g., hair sample, fingerprinting. In any way to incriminate against D, but cannot compel testimony. E.g., taking a lie detector test, or undergo a custodial interrogation. It is unconstitutional for the prosecution to make a negative comment on 1. D's failure to testimony, or 2. D's remaining silent after hearing Miranda warning. Issue. Elimination of Fifth Amendment privilege. Rule. Fifth Amendment privilege may be eliminated by 1. Grant of immunity, 2. If there is no further possibility of incrimination, or 3. Waiver. Grant of immunity, a witness may be compelled to answer questions, if he is granted adequate immunity from prosecution. Use and derivative use immunity is sufficient to eliminate the fifth privilege. Use and derivative use immunity means the prosecutor must not use the person's testimony or anything derived from it to convict him, but can prosecute him based on evidence derived from a source independent of the immunized testimony. No further possibility of incrimination, e.g. statute of limitation, has run on the underlying crime. Waiver. Criminal D, by taking the witness stand, waives his fifth privilege to the extent necessary to subject him to any cross-examination. This means that D cannot testify on examination in chief, and the refused testimony on cross-examination. A witness waives his privilege only if he discloses the incriminating information.